The action. The sound. The pride. Tune in to 91.3 WHJE as John Perkins and Jesse Smith. Of the Hounds, WHJE, your trusted source of Carmel football.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this WHJE production of Carmel Varsity Football. We are here at the beautiful North Central Stadium, where the Carmel Greyhounds will enter the start of the second quarter, leading 14-7, with the ball as well at the 39-yard line. So the Carmel offense trotting back out onto the field have been able to make their way into North Central territory on all three drives so far tonight. Both teams break huddle. After the sack, it will be 2nd and 17 for the Carmel Greyhounds. So trying to spread the field a little bit, they come out with a four wide set. Lampy back in the gun right now. Let's see if they go true shotgun or pistol. We've seen both of them so far tonight. Packed house here tonight for North Central is their homecoming game, as Carmel had theirs also last week. 12 minutes remaining in the first half, as Lampy from the shotgun will take the snap. Blitz is coming, looking left side, finds Baldridge at the 40-yard line, has some daylight in front of him. He's going to be brought down at about the 40. Good pickup there on second down. We'll set up about a 3rd and 8, so manageable situation for the Carmel Greyhounds after a solid gain of 9 off the screen pass.
And Baldridge has been so deadly on those screens. They bring him in almost as that slot guy. He does a great job of working the ball upfield. He's got a lot of yards after the catch. Look for him to come up big in this game.
Four wide set again, this time 3 out to his right. Pistol formation for Lampy, trying to go hard count, looks towards the sideline for the additional signaling. Calls it at the line of scrimmage. Goes back into the pistol. Perkins in the backfield off that left hash at their own 48. Takes a snap, tries to run the option over to Roberts now. Daylight off that right side. 50-yard line, stumbles at the 45. Across, has a first down to Moore at the 40-yard line. Now down at the 37 of North Central. We do have a penalty marker over by that sideline. Roberts did pick up enough for that first down off the carry, pending the penalty here.
But give credit. We're doing a great job to get the ball out to the outsides of the field, move it forward, and those receivers step up big.
That one looks to be a personal foul here against North Central, so that's going to attack on 15 for the Carmel Greyhounds. That's a big shift in field position. 11, Carmel leading 14-7, now move deeper into North Central territory.
And watch for John Lampy. He's been working the ball up so well these past two drives. We're starting to see the John Lampy tempo come into play. He's really, really fitting in and becoming much more comfortable at that quarterback position.
I formation, two wide set for Lampy off the right hash. They give it off to Perkins. He tries to spin his way across, but he's going to lose about 2 or 3 on the carry. Nowhere to go.
Quick score update here. Ben Davis leading Lawrence Central 7-0. Center Grove tacks on 14 to Lawrence North 3. You're listening to The Edge.
Thank you for the quick score update there, John. And thank you, Gabe, back in the studio for supplying those scores as Carmel Greyhounds go back under center. Lampy puts Perkins in motion. Now looking over towards the sidelines, Perkins will be forced back to reset. And 13 from the North Central 25-yard line. They hand it off up the middle to the tailback. That looks to be Pascal. He's going to gain about a couple yards. Gets those yards back from the first down. And it will be about a 3rd and 9 coming up for the Carmel Greyhounds passing situation.
Johnson doing a nice job a few times already. Again, that defensive line is the core, is doing a nice job of stopping that run up the middle. Nothing going for the Greyhounds.
Pistol formation, four wide set, 3 out to his left as Lampy looks towards the sideline. 3rd and 10 from the North Central 22 with 9:53 remaining. Again, Carmel holding on to that 14-7 lead, looking to tack on some more on this drive. Lampy from the shotgun now takes the snap, has some time to throw, looking down the right side in the area of Baldwin. It looks like he's going to be into the end zone. Did he get the foot in? And he will. Touchdown for the Carmel Greyhounds.
Thomas Baldwin, 93 yards on the reception ends. 222 there. Don't want to take anything away from him. He's got 2 touchdowns, racks up a 3rd. Great job by Baldwin, and a great job by Lampy to find him in the corner of the end zone.
So a 22-yard touchdown pass again on third down. The third down conversion passing for the Carmel Greyhounds has been great all season. And that one putting it only where Baldwin could get it. And Baldwin with a great reception to come up with the touchdown makes Kramer looking to tack this one on with that extra point attempt. Perfect 2-2 so far tonight. This one is up, and this one is good. 21-7 for the Carmel Greyhounds. When we return, North Central will have the ball.
The Carmel Greyhounds are back in action, and so esports team. But this year is better than ever. John Perkins and Jesse Smith bring you the same expertise with a new sense of style. We're taking this football season to the edge.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this WHJE broadcast of Carmel Varsity Football. Carmel leading 21-7. We'll be kicking this one away to North Central with plenty of time left here in the first half, about 9:42 to be exact. Adam Kramer will be kicking this one back deep away to the likes of James Mitchell, who's been explosive on the return so far tonight. So Kramer gets set here. It's North Central offense. He's had a very steady night so far, just have not been able to convert on third down. Kick that one away, and that will be the 15th touchback of the season, a third of the night for Adam Kramer. And North Central will start at the 20-yard line.
And I know we mentioned Mitchell is an incredible punt returner. He's done a great job this season so far, racking up 121 yards. But you got to watch out for Shupe as well, another senior. He's racked up 272. So a great return team for North Central, and obviously has come up with some big-time points this season.
Remaining in the first half, trailing by 14. Logan and his high-powered offense will jog back out on the field. Four wide set, they split the difference with McLean in the backfield, putting Mitchell in motion. He gets a handoff off the left side, has some room on the left sideline. He's brought down by Sondles, who finally chases him down after about a gain of nine. Mitchell with an impressive carry, showing off the speed that we've seen on the kickoff return so far. And in the receiving game, this time out of the backfield. Second and two from their own 28. So they go for a wide set again. McLean in the backfield off his right side this time. Logan from the shotgun. They put a man in motion once again. He receives a carry. That's Roberson. He's going to stumble across the 32. Tackle there made by Jack Conway, but that will be enough for the first down, stopping the clock and moving the chains for the North Central Panthers.
So Jack Conway and Ryan Sondles tearing it up in the backfield. Four tackles for loss combined. Sondles had two sacks. They've done a lot more of the tackling, unfortunately, in their own territory on their heels.
Again, moving him to that left side. Logan looking to pass this time. Pressure coming from the Carmel defense. He's going to be forced to run with this one. He's still moving across, and he's finally going to be pushed out of bounds by Sam Story. Takes a big shot there after about a gain of seven. A nice job there by Logan on the improvise. 8:55 remaining. Going by 14, North Central now starting to move a little bit on his Carmel defense. Second and three is the official call from their own 42. Right hash for Logan. Three wide set, one man in the backfield. They put Mitchell in motion once again. Try to get the handoff to him. That one's on the ground, and Logan has only one choice but to fall on that one at about the 35. So they're going to lose about 4 or 5 yards off the mishandle. And long third and nine to be exact. Passing down here for the North Central Panthers. They come out four wide set. Trips out to his left. Look out for Mitchell there. Way deep towards. And still remains in the backfield. From his own 36 in the middle of the field. Logan takes the snap. Blitz coming for the Hounds. He looks up the middle now. Is forced to run with it. Looking to throw once again. That one's over towards the sideline. Can't hit his intended receiver. And that one will be incomplete. Looking for Cheney. We hooked up with a couple receptions. But fourth and nine. They're going to be forced to punt.
WHJE is going to be out at the Fall Harvest Party at Collegewood Elementary on October 17th. Be sure to check us out. We'll be coming out playing some of our incredible music commercial in 91.3 WHJE.
Thank you for the update there, John. As Shupe will be kicking this one away. Burks almost getting in there once again. May have gotten a hand on that one. As this one will be taken up by Baldwin at the 28. Baldwin with some room to run. He's going to be brought down at about the 38-yard line. So good little return there. But Noah Burks dialing up the pressure for the second straight punt. Getting a little closer with each punt this time. It looks like Noah Burks starting to figure things out a little bit. But the Carmel Greyhounds with some fairly modest field position will start their drive at their own 39-yard line. Let's see who comes out to play quarterback. We've seen a lot of Lampy so far. It will be Lampy once again. In the first half, Carmel leads 21-7, looking to build upon that lead. And off that left hash, Lampy will go under center with a two-wide set. Putting Perkins in motion, handed off to Pascal up the middle. Pascal breaking a couple tackles right at the line of scrimmage. 44-yard line, good gain of 5 yards on first down. Still moving so far as he has all night, Shakir Pascal putting together a very impressive rushing performance. 7:48 and counting left in the first half. Again, Carmel still winning 21-7. Lampy goes back under center. They put Perkins. He stops. They look over towards the sideline. Additional signaling. Perkins goes back to reset. Two wide set, Baldwin and Baldridge, as they split the difference there. From their own 44, he takes this one, hands it off once again to Pascal, who stumbles across the 50-yard line into North Central territory, and that will be enough for first down. And whenever you can just take two carries on two plays and have the first down, it seems like he's been doing that all night. It makes that much easier for the play action to develop itself.
And again, we've mentioned Pascal's history isn't necessarily that breakout runner, that guy who can run for 8 or 9 yards. But tonight and even last week, he started to show his true colors. Very impressive runner.
Motion this time. He goes back as Lampy looks over towards the sideline. 7:14 and counting remaining in the first half. 21-7 is your score. In North Central territory now, as Lampy takes the snap, he's going to keep this one. Quarterback keeper, penalty flags fly everywhere, but Lampy is going to storm across to about the 38-yard line. Will be close to a first down here, but they're not calling that one. Looks like a lot of the Greyhounds already starting to look back. That will be against the Carmel Greyhounds here as that moves them back, negating a big run there from Lampy.
Looks like a block in the back call. Again, the blocking game has been so incredible. Again, from the receiving end of things, the offensive line, they're doing a good job too tonight to open up some holes for Pascal. You know, you have to have a line in order to have a rushing game.
So 7:03 remaining in the first half, Carmel leading 21-7. We'll set up a 1st and 15 from their own 46 back in their own territory now. They're going to go true full house set as Lampy in the gun has two wide and three in the backfield. They hand that one off to Perkins up the middle, who storms across the 40-yard line, has enough for the first down and more. Another penalty flag will be thrown at the 35 of Perkins, showing off the power a little bit on that run. That will be a gain of about 18 if it holds up. Waiting on the official call here. That one was thrown at about the 38-yard line. That one will be a face mask against North Central, so the run will count there for Perkins. A very impressive run, and that'll tack on a few more for the Carmel Greyhounds.
So the rushing game coming up big last as well against Lawrence North. 292 yards on the ground as compared to the 101 in the air. So, again, a much more unbalanced attack. We've seen the Greyhounds. They're pretty even. But again, tonight, that running game has done such a nice job providing relief for John Lampy and his passing attack.
I formation, two wide set. They split the difference, putting Robertson in motion. They hand that one off to Perkins up the middle. He stumbles across, has himself about a gain of two or three on first down. I've not seen Lampy had to air it out. The rushing game has been quite effective on this drive. 6:24 remaining in the first half. 21-7 remains your score with the Carmel Greyhounds, who have the ball and the lead. So Lampy is going to take his time a little bit here. That no-huddle offense, we're so accustomed to them seeing hurried to the line, but going to take his time, call the plays at the line for this 2nd and 7 at the North Central 17, right in the middle of the field, I formation for Lampy under center, putting Robertson in motion towards the inside. He's going to pass, looking towards the left side for Baldwin in the end zone. He takes a big hit right there, that one in and out of his hands, and a big play there by Imani Nelson, who's been coming up big all night, is going to force a 3rd and 7 for the Carmel Greyhounds.
Nelson, like we talked about, coming up big there, putting a nice wallop there on Baldwin. 22 tackles this season. Obviously has made his presence known.
So 5:56 remaining in the first half. Carmel still leads by 2 scores, almost having one there. But the true full house set coming up for the Greyhounds. They have a two wide set, Baldwin out to his right, Baldridge out to his left. As Lampy looking over towards the sideline. It looks like we're going to have a timeout from the North Central Panthers this time, making sure everybody is on the same page. 5:56 remaining in the first half. You're listening to WHJ Esports.
One more score update for you here. Warrant Central 14 to Pikes nothing. A big thank you to Gabe Truex in the booth for WHJ Esports, keeping you connected on all games in the Mid-Conference.
You know, that's a really big matchup there in the Mid-Conference. Warrant Central ranked third in the state. You also have Pike there at ninth, but a lot of these teams, a lot of these Mid-Conference teams playing against each other, and that's why we're seeing some of the records that we're seeing, like North Central at the 1-4, but still have shown they are a very tough team. A lot of close games for the North Central Panthers tonight. Carmel Greyhounds 3-2. Losing a close one against Louisville Trinity and Center Grove. So really, anybody's play right now in the conference. As they go full house set, they run this one up the middle, playing it conservative on third down. They're going to set it up off that left hash for a fourth down and about six.
And you mentioned Louisville Trinity. I think we got to give some credit to their quarterback, Reggie Bonifon. Again, Louisville commit. He's going to go to the University of Louisville and potentially play a season against their very talented quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater. And we had the opportunity to watch him, not only in film, but see him in the game, and he is definitely a guy to watch. He's got an incredible arm. He's got presence, but he's also got confidence. And I think we can make that comparison to Lampe tonight. He has done a good job of coming on the field very confident. He's leading his team, keeping the pace really where he wants it, and I like his unselfishness. He's not afraid to give that ball to his running back, Shakir Pascal, and let him do things up the middle.
Play clock was running down on the Greyhounds, so now they're going to call a timeout with 5:10 remaining in the first half. Greyhounds lead 21-7 when we come back.
The Carmel Greyhounds are back in action, and so is the WHJE sports team. But this year is better than ever. John Perkins and Jesse Smith bring you the same expertise with a new sense of style. We're taking this fall season to the edge.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this WHJE production of Carmel Greyhounds football. They lead 21-7 with 5:10 remaining here in the first half, and they're going to come back onto the field for a 4-6 situation at the North Central 16. So this is within the range of their field goal kicker, Adam Kramer, as he's proved so far this season, but showing some faith in his senior quarterback here. Coach Wright sends back out that offense. Four wide set, three out to his right from the shotgun. Lampe takes the snap, has time to throw, looking over right side to Baldwin. That one tipped up in the air, and it looks like that one may have been intercepted, but they're going to call that one incomplete as Baldwin takes another big shot across the middle. But a turnover on downs inside the red zone for the Carmel Greyhounds.
This just in, folks, Warrant Central 21. They've tacked on 7 since we've last met against Pikes nothing. Ben Davis has now increased that score by 7, 14-0. They're leading Warrant Central.
Thank you for the score update, John. And now North Central will trot back onto the field for their next offensive possession as Logan comes out 4 wide, trips out to his left with McLean in the backfield. Has time to throw left side, finds Roberson, who takes a big shot there as Akins looks to wrap him up for a tackle. That one's going to be about a loss of 1 or 2 on the play. So we'll be about a 2nd and 12. As Logan from the left hash this time, they move the 3 receivers out to the right side. Now McLean moving out there, looking deep over the middle for Roberson. That one just in and out of the hands. A great throw there from Logan. That one will be incomplete, and just like that, a quick 3rd and 11 situation coming up for the Panthers with 4:39 remaining in the first half. Again, Carmel leading 21-7. So they come back out, 4 wide set, same formation as the last play for Logan. McLean moves to the left side of him this time from the gun. Takes the snap, blitz coming from the Hounds off the left side. They get it over McLean at the 20-yard line. He's going to be brought down just short of the first down, but making something out of very little was McLean from the backfield for about a gain of 8. Setting up a 4th and manageable, but the punt unit already coming out, spotting him a few yards back now, so the official is 4th and 5, getting 6 on that play. Stepped out of bounds a little early. Baldwin and Baldridge back deep to return for the Hounds as Shupe comes back out. 4:32 remaining in the first half. Still plenty of time for both of these squads to put some more points on the board. We await the snap here. Clock is not running. The ball carrier ran out of bounds. Shupe feels it cleanly. Burks double team this time. This one at about the 45 will bounce to Baldwin, who has some room. Right side, Baldwin at the 45, at the 50. He's going to be brought down right where he stands. Takes another big hit. That's the third of the night. What a great return there for Baldwin, about 15 yards from where he fielded it.
Baldwin's taking some big hits tonight, just like you said it. It's tough when you see one of your star receivers, again, leading the, again, I keep saying leading, coming up second in the reception yard, still another big threat. Again, second to Austin Roberts, the commit to UCLA. An incredible season. We can go on and on about him. Really come up big, and Lampy's been able to find him. But it's definitely a scary thing when you see a guy like Baldwin, as valuable as he, taking hits like that.
James comes out as the Greyhounds will get the ball at the 50-yard line, and James looks to run with this one. He has a lot of room off that right side at the 30-yard line, and just like that, of lightning, it seems like, picks up 20 yards off a quarterback keeper.
And there's that quick speed by Isaac James. The reason they put him there is he can get the ball up the field so fast. It's tough for defenses to be able to react, and before you know it, they're chasing Isaac James, not in front of him.
So from the 30-yard line of North Central, James, they had Perkins in motion. They're going to go two wide set with Pascal in the backfield. Again, Perkins and Roberts kind of lining up almost in tight end positions off the line of scrimmage. They put Roberts in motion this time as it looks like he's going to keep this one once again up through the middle. An impressive run there for about 9 or 10 yards. So 4 minutes exactly remaining in the first half. 21-7 is your score. This one in Isaac James. Charge drive coming up for the Carmel Greyhounds. He goes back under center, single back. Too wide from the right hash at the 19. Takes the snap, hands that one up off to Shakir Pascal, who's going to gain himself about 3-4 yards.
And so now it's been the story of Isaac James has come out on this drive, really starting to find himself, too, as a rusher. It's kind of been the back-and-forth play of both quarterbacks. Lampy will have the next week. James will have an incredible night, but we're starting to see them both come out in every game.
They put Roberts in motion in the backfield this time, and James will keep this one off the quarterback keeper. Penalty flags fly at about the 15-yard line as James dives across the 12. Looks to be short of the first down, but a solid gain of 6 if it holds up. It looks like the Carmel Greyhounds already retreating here. Remaining in the first half. Clock starting to tick away a little bit as the pace of the game picks up with Isaac James out there on the field. 21-7 is still your score in favor of the Hounds. This one's going to move them back to about the North Central 25. So a yard differential of about 12 yards there sets up about a second and 16. 3:15, the clock starts running again. Carmel with the two-score lead. Off that right hash, James comes out four wide set in the pistol for the first time tonight. They put Roberts in motion. James is going to keep this one. Quarterback keeper left. Defenders, 15-yard line, 10-yard line, has one man to beat. Into the end. Going to be on the spot, and it looks like they might put him just short. Officials are going to talk about it, but diving over a couple defenders at the end. And he's going to be spotted at about the 1-yard line. So Isaac James is going to give him the first down. First and goal from the 2 will be the exact spot, but from a 2nd and 16 off of one run, puts them back into deep territory.
It's been Operation James on this drive so far, almost taking out the referee on the left side. Looked like they were going to give him the spot, but he's got another shot here to put another 7 points on the board before half.
Has a lot of different options to work with here as he goes under center. Single back formation. They put their man in motion. They give that one to Pascal up the middle, and he's going to have enough for the touchdown, and that will be the second rushing touchdown of the night for Shakir Pascal to make it 27-7 with 2:51 remaining in the first half. An impressive run drive there from Isaac James and a rushing attack of the Carmel Greyhounds.
Starting to see the Greyhounds roll again. They were able to do that last week, putting up 49 points. Again, 49 to 0, I should say, before the 9 were put on later in the game. So here's the extra point now.
Three for three so far on the night. Has not missed one since Arsenal Tech there in week one. This one from Kramer is up. And that one will be good. Four for four on the night for Adam Kramer, tacking on 4 points himself to make it 28-7 with 2:51 remaining in the first half.
And, Jesse, I think we need to give a little bit of airtime to that of the Greyhounds. Very, very deep, first off, but also very, very talented. And I know you mentioned a little bit of Adam Kramer. He's done a good job coming off of the likes of Billy Stumbo, a very talented kicker, record holder here at Carmel, graduated last year. And so Kramer had to come in and fill those shoes. He's done a great job so far, like you talked about. Arsenal Tech came out, had some tough time on the PAT game, but as time went along, he started hitting his field goals as well. They gave him some options and some opportunities out, 20, 30 yards. Started putting some nice three points on the board. Actually went 3 for 3. Really, really just bailing out that offense that was totally unproductive. And Kramer's done a good job tonight thus far, continuing on that success this season. And he just looks to be a very solid player, has turned out very nicely so far.
And that really gives your coaching staff peace of mind, knowing when you have that reliable of a kicker and that kind of range that you can work with. As Kramer will kick this one up and away. That one's back deep into the end zone. And that will be another touchback for Adam Kramer, his fourth of the night to make it 16 on the season. North Central will have the ball when we come back.
WHJE boasts years of pride and tradition. From the booth to the field, the WHJE sports team keeps you on the edge. Now, the tradition continues. Join Vince Reimer, Riley Sawyers, John Perkins, and Jesse Smith at halftime for the Greyhound Halftime Show on 91.3 WHJE.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And Logan in a four wide set from the shotgun is going to give that one off to his tailback, Roberson, who's going to gain himself about 4 yards off that right tackle. So solid run on first down, sets up about a 2nd and 7, 2nd and 6. Split back formation shotgun, three wide set for Logan with 2:26 remaining in the first half. They're trailing by 3 scores, 28-7 to the Carmel Greyhounds. As Logan resets, puts a man in motion off that right side. Looks to get that screen over Roberson at the 25, at the 30, breaking a couple tackles across the 35-yard line. We'll have enough for the first down. That will stop the clock at 2:11.
Quick score update. Warren Central leading Pike 28-0. Jeff George has 4 touchdown passes already in the ballgame.
North Central comes back out. 4 wide set. Shotgun formation, McLean in the backfield, looking right side. They find McLean out of the 40-yard line, breaking a couple tackles. Finally brought down by 3 different Greyhounds at the 45. Looks to be marked just short of the first down marker. So clock stops right here as we wait for the official measurement.
I'd like to go back to Jeffrey George. He's the son of quarterback Jeff George, played for the Colts for nice job at Warren Central. Didn't get the start last season. He's transferred all around, but done a nice job already. 4 touchdown passes tonight. That's pretty remarkable.
They had a very talented quarterback last year, and Anthony Cooper Taylor could run and pass both. But it will give the first down to North Central. 4 wide set. Logan has time to throw. Now running off that right side, scrambling across the 50-yard line. Pushed out of bounds right where he stands, but a gain of 6 yards on first down for Logan. He shows off the legs a little bit with the minute 46 remaining in the first half.
And you mentioned Cooper Taylor could run and pass, and so can Logan here. Like we talked about, he's got 898 yards this season on the passing end, but tacks on 268 on the ground as well. He's done a good job of doing both tonight so far.
Now into Greyhound territory, we're going to have an official's timeout. It will be second down and about 3 or 4 yards for this North Central offense. Let's see if they try to take a shot downfield as they put Mitchell in motion this time. He received a handoff, has nowhere to go, in the backfield now in a little bit of trouble. His own 48-yard line, he's going to lose about 4 yards on the carry. The Carmel Greyhound defense not fooled at all.
Be sure to check out the Pups Football Hayride at Troy Farm, 141st and Shelbourne, on the 5th.
Minute 18 remaining in the first half. 28-7 is your score in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. Trips out to his left as Logan looks to pass over across the middle. Tries to find Clark. That one they're going to call complete. That will be about a third and short here coming up. Official signals on the field calling fourth down right now. It looks like the punting unit will come out onto the field. So losing that last down there is the official spot. Clock running away. About 10 seconds left on the play clock, but on the game clock. It'll be interesting to see on this next possession for Carmel if they're going to decide to go conservative or aggressive before the half to try to extend this lead. Play clock will run out here as we get a timeout from North Central, trying to get every last second out of it. 30 seconds remain in the first half. So 28-7, we'll get the ball back before the half. Depending on this return here, if we get a good return, probably you'll see the Greyhound offense come out a little more aggressive. Isaac James and John Lambie both are able to convert on the big plays. Turnovers not... both of them actually are great ball protectors.
And they've done a good job thus far of really playing their game, and I like that. Early on in the season, you know, they kind of went with that Luger-Lampie style of ball, you know, the two quarterback set. But they've done a good job so far to really come out and kind of settle into their skin. It seemed like before when they were playing together, they were just trying to complement each other. But now it's almost like they're existing together. It's like they're that well-oiled machine, and they just play well together, and they're an incredible ball club.
And great compliments to each other on the quarterback side there. For the Carmel Greyhounds, is Isaac James has been known to pass a little bit, has a good arm himself. A lot of people associate him with the running, but John Lampe has shown he can run the option pretty well, too, the last couple weeks, as Shupe will field this one at his own 40, kick that one away back deep. That one bouncing, it looks like that will go into the Panther end zone. So 22 seconds remaining on the clock for the Greyhounds. They start at their own 20.
Another score update here from the studio. Dorian Tate runs for a 26-yard touchdown. Again, Ben Davis dominating Lawrence Central, 20-0 here, still first half.
And again, that, you know, another mid-conference game. We saw Lawrence Central, who a couple weeks ago was the number one team in the state ranked. You also had Center Grove, who's currently undefeated at 5-0. They're taking care of business down there. 21-3 is their score, as you mentioned a little bit ago, as the Carmel Greyhounds are going to take a knee to end the first half. But going back to the Ben Davis-Lawrence Central game, very competitive mid-conference, and it just goes to show nobody is safe when it comes to, there's not one dominant team so far. Center Grove, closest thing to it at 5-0.
Well, and that mid-conference is almost comparable to the SEC style of ball, or at least we used to see. A very tough conference, and they almost kind of ignored the SEC, almost that record as a team. It's like you're playing so many good ball clubs. You know, you can kind of make excuses for a loss here and there just because it's building you up. It's a big conference, and we were able to see Carmel come out last game and totally dominate 49-9. And so now we're seeing two MIC teams play each other. Again, Carmel coming out on top 28-7. They've done a good job thus far in the first half. Hey, we're going to send it back to the station. Now keep in mind, we've got a player profile coming up and a calling calm of the coach. Stay tuned. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds. Visit www.fcfcu.com.